Why don't you go through some of the data related to prostate cancer?
So I'm going to cover a few issues. First, the landscape right now for hormone-sensitive and castration-resistant prostate cancer. Then talk about the prevalence. I'm going to focus on DNA repair genes. There's certainly other genes that are actionable, but I think for this talk, I'll focus on those. And then specifically, you know, hone in on the BRCA1, 2, and ATM mutations, as well as the mismatch repair mutations, less so on the latter, more so on the BRCA and ATM. And then to talk about the three PARP inhibitors that we have data for, although I must say at the beginning, we don't at this point have an FDA-approved PARP inhibitor for prostate cancer, and then some conclusion statements. So the treatment landscape for metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer and metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer has changed a lot. I joined faculty in 2010, and at that point in time, we had one drug, docetaxel, and we now have eight drugs plus one more, which is Pembro. So we have a total of nine drugs, one of which is only approved for the MSI high. And these boxes here represent the clinical states. We tried to think of prostate cancer in terms of these states rather than staging. And all the green ones are the hormone sensitive, and all the orange ones are the castrate resistant. So typically what happens is a patient gets diagnosed with localized disease. They have primary therapy, either surgery or radiation. Some of them may have a relapse, which is detected by PSA rising alone. And then depending on whether you decide to use androgen deprivation therapy for those rising PSAs, you can either get a non-metastatic castration-resistant state, whereby you use the hormone therapy in someone who doesn't yet have mets, and then they develop castration resistance but without mets. Or you can wait until they develop their natural history and develop that first met, and then you treat them with ADT for the first time. For the non-metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, these are patients who have a biochemical recurrence, they get ADT, then they have castration resistance, no mets. So in the last 2 years, we've had three new options for these patients, which are those three AR antagonists, apalutamide, enzalutamide, and darolutamide. They're basically all versions of the same thing. And if a patient presents with metastatic hormone-sensitive disease, in other words, they have not had any hormone therapy yet, they can either get hormone therapy alone or hormone therapy plus docetaxel up front, or hormone therapy plus one of three novel hormonal therapies. Eventually, all patients do progress to both metastatic and castration-resistant disease, and all the androgen receptor therapies are still available, plus two taxanes. One is docetaxel, second is cabazitaxel. We also have an immunotherapy called cipuleucel-T, which is an autologous dendritic cell-based immunotherapy, FDA approved in 2010, and then radium-223, which is a bone-targeting radionuclide, and then pembrolizumab for the 2% of people that are MSI-high, so low proportion.